KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly sunny skies, clouds moving in from the west, and at 65 degrees, we look for it to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Officials of the National Weather Service in Des Moines said this morning the chances for storms will continue today, with much of the state within either a slight or enhanced risk for severe weather. While an isolated tornado or two will be possible, the primary threats will once again be for large hail and damaging winds. Storms are expected to initiate in the mid to late afternoon hours over portions of eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, and southeast South Dakota, and then spread eastward through the remainder of the afternoon and evening hours. As with any severe weather threat, it will be important to pay attention to changing weather conditions. If you or anyone else is planning to be outside or away from a place of shelter. One more day of storms and potential severe weather will be possible tomorrow before cooler and calmer weather moves in. The primary threat on Saturday will be for damaging winds, but large hail will be possible as well. And given that it will be the weekend, it'll be especially important to pay attention to the weather conditions if you're outside or doing any traveling. Last night's storms dropped hail primarily. It was the main weather threat. Anywhere from a quarter inch of hail, or actually a quarter-sized hail, that is 1 inch diameter, all the way up to baseball size, and that was reported in Shenandoah, baseball size being 2 3/4 inch in diameter. There's also some egg-sized hail reported in Shenandoah and ping pong ball-sized hail, all within the span of about 15 minutes. And the other hail reports indicated quarter-sized hail 4 miles south of Adair just after 10 p.m. last night, and 1 inch diameter hail south of Stewart a little after 9 o'clock. Some egg-sized hail 2 inch diameter was reported east of Creston just after 8 p.m., and quarter-sized hail was reported around 7:22 p.m., 4 miles west-southwest of Cumberland. Two people were arrested on separate charges Thursday in Red Oak. Authorities say 33-year-old Ryan Adam Dalton of Red Oak was arrested just after 7 p.m. on a charge of harassment in the first degree. Dalton was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond. And at around 5:10 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 35-year-old Jesse Elaine Gaunt of Red Oak for a simple domestic abuse assault. Gaunt was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a Nebraska man was arrested Wednesday evening after the truck he was driving with no license plates was pulled over just outside of Council Bluffs. A deputy saw the vehicle speeding on Eastern Hills Drive at around 5:10 p.m. As the truck passed him, the deputy attempted to turn around on Eastern Hills Drive. That's when the truck began to speed up as it headed northbound. When the vehicle finally stopped, the driver, 26-year-old Jared Orrin Nelson of Craig, Nebraska, was arrested for eluding. A Nebraska man has been found guilty of second-degree murder in northwest Iowa for the death of his estranged wife. A Woodbury County jury was in its second day of deliberations Thursday when it found 29-year-old Rogelio Morales of Hubbard, Nebraska, guilty. Prosecutors say he killed 21-year-old Margarita Morales on April 19th of 2015 while they were in his vehicle near a Sioux City home. Court documents say Morales told investigators a fight broke out when his wife told him she no longer wanted to be in a relationship and that she was seeing another man. Defense attorney Mike Williams said in his closing arguments there's no doubt Morales killed the woman, but he said Morales is guilty of voluntary manslaughter and not murder. Well, the southbound Interstate 29 on-ramp at 25th Street, that'll be exit 55, will be closed after the morning rush hour Monday in Council Bluffs until late July, weather permitting. That is according to the DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic. Southbound I-29 traffic will be shifted to the northbound lanes, one lane in each direction. Construction during the 2017 season is part of the Iowa DOT's Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program. And the Iowa DOT always reminds you to drive with caution in construction zones, obey the posted speed limit and other signs, and be aware that traffic fines for moving violations in a construction zone are at least double. And as in all work zones, stay alert, allow ample space between vehicles, and wear your seatbelts. In our funeral announcements, Bertha Fudge, age 88, of Atlantic, died June the 9th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside memorial services for Bertha Fudge will be today at 2 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Gertrude Krall, age 95, of Audubon, died January 28th. A celebration of life memorial service for Gertrude Krall will be held today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Clarence Fundheller, age 96, of Audubon, died November 5th. Celebration of life memorial services for Clarence Fundheller will be at noon tomorrow at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Joy Downing, age 85, of Adair, died June the 10th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Joy Downing will be on Saturday at 2:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Rhonda C. Jorgensen, age 88, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Rhonda Jorgensen will be on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Albert Sherm, age 98, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Albert Sherm will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.